to the skies very high.
Hello and welcome to Talking PPG Radio. My name is Will Jones. The following information is not for training, but personal experiences and reflections on the world of power paragliding as I know. All guests of Talking PPG Radio have formed their own ideas, thoughts, and opinions on the world of power paragliding. They are not necessarily the thoughts or opinions of Talking PPG Radio. You may agree or disagree to what you hear. Talking PPG Radio is here to get conversations, thoughts, ideas about the world of power paragliding. Safety first. I highly recommend a qualified instructor. Thank you for listening. I hope you enjoy.
Hey guys, welcome back. Will Jones talking PPG Radio. Back at it again. Got another one for you. I called my buddy Terry, Lucky, Falcon 4 Stroke. Terry's one of the guys I call when I have something to talk about as far as the PPG world, or and as a lot of times we are on the same type of mind or thought when it comes to certain things, when it comes to the PPG world or power paragliding. And I respect all of, you know, his knowledge and everything. And he's one of the guys I kind of bounce ideas off of, see if he's thinking what I'm thinking or I'm thinking what he's thinking. And I want to thank Terry for coming on. Usually when I need to talk about something with PPG, Terry's one of the guys I can call, and he's usually there for me and stuff. So anyway, we're going to get with it, get down to it. Terry was talking about doing a trike training. He's got it, and you'll hear about it when we talk about it in the show here. Coming up in May 14th, he's going to have a student that's supposed to come and train, and he was inviting anybody and everybody that actually was interested in possibly or curious about training, you know, trike training. So we talk about that, and we kind of touch a little bit on USPA and PPG. Just a little bit. So, kind of an inside joke with me and him. So, anyway, here we go. Terry Lucky, Falcon 4 Stroke. Go check it out. And talk to you on the backside. Will Jones, Talking PPG Radio.
Hey, guys. Welcome back. Will Jones, Talking PPG Radio. Been a minute since I got something out. Didn't get a chance to go to the Palm Bay. But there were some interesting stories. But anyway, we'll talk about that later on. But online with me right now is Terry Lucky. And I saw where Terry was talking about doing a trike training thing. I wanted to call and ask him about that. And we might talk a little bit about PPG training and, you know, ratings, if, you know, if he believes or not believes. But he may not want to talk about it. But let's see if we can't squeeze something out of him. What's going on, Terry? How you doing?
Well, good to hear from you.
Same here, man. It's been a while. You survived the winter?
Geez, it's been, in fact, I flew last night.
Did you? Wow.
Which was, we're right at the end of March here, last day of March. I flew last night, first time since early November.
Wow. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I haven't gone up since probably then myself here. So what kind of weather you guys experience? I know we're fluctuating up and down 30s at night sometimes. We're supposed to be, 70 tomorrow, but it's supposed to be some rain coming in. So I didn't know what you guys were doing.
Yeah, we're getting, you know, spring transition weather where it's same cold nights. Today got in the, almost hit 50. And too windy to fly.
Right.
So,
yeah.
So, you know, kind of that sort of stuff. So,
yeah, you guys have, even though you're that far north, you have the same thing we are so far, so, which is cool. All the snow gone? I'm sure all the snow,
yeah. Find some dirty snow piles around yet, but, you know, it's all, it's mostly grass.
So. Mostly grass, that's cool. Yeah. That's cool. Well, how's the Falcon 4 Stroke going, man? I mean, I haven't seen anything new from you here lately. What you working on that's new? Any? Oh, I take it back. How's your horizontal thing? Didn't you have a or the what?
You the vertical.
The
shaft.
Vertical shaft.
Right.
I'm sorry. Yes. Yeah.
It's a that was a project last summer and fall, and that was done with a 21 horsepower single vertical shaft, and then I had the 90 degree transition belt in the sort of my normal drive. So anyway, I flew that quite a bit last fall.
Did you?
Late summer. Mm-hmm, yeah, I did. Okay. And I had other people fly it. We had a fly-in in September, and some people flew it there. And So it was fine. I didn't have any problem with the engine. It was kind of a poor choice in engines. It's a big single cylinder, and it probably had more vibration than I was ready to deal with. And,
right.
And because I have quite a small shop, it's already been, the frame's already been cut up and tossed in the scrap pile. But
okay.
I really can't keep this stuff around long if it's
right.
something to sell. So, but I have the engine drive all here, and that's something I'll probably address more later on, but it would be a different engine choice.
Oh, okay, bigger, you think?
You know, the marketability of an idea like that is really more important to me, or is probably more difficult to overcome than the mechanicals of it.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, it was very cool. I remember you messing with it several, you know, like I said, several seasons ago, and it was kind of like you didn't really put it on anything, and I've seen it, I think I see you a couple times taking off with it and stuff. I didn't realize you just had a single cylinder. I always thought you had your normal, what, you have a, what's your normal sizes you put on your regular?
Well, I've, my normal is 28 horse, so
right.
this is only 21, so
yeah.
it was kind of set up for failure in the horsepower range.
Yeah.
For sure. And, what can I say, the engine was cheap.
Right, yeah.
When I spun up on it, and I had no idea where the project was headed, you know, and I still don't really, but it does work, and I think it would work very reliably, so there really was no issues with it.
Hey, are you starting to mess with the fuel injected ones yet?
I've switched over exclusively.
Did you? Excellent.
Yeah.
Were you getting better, well, the mileage is already better, or just, what do you see in the difference in the fuel injection and the... And just a regular aspirated carburetor?
You know, customers will ask me this often. Well, if you inject a while, that must be really economical to run. But the truth is that these engines and all engines, they take the proper fuel-air mixture and a certain horsepower output. They're going to use the same pounds per hour or whatever the case is.
Right.
And so fuel injected is no different there. The big advantage of fuel injected is that the carburetor.
Right.
There isn't a carburetor to it.
Right.
So, you know, it has a... it has a little brain on it, a little chip in it, and it meters the fuel properly regardless of outside temperature.
Excellent.
And RPM and idle versus mid-range versus max. So these are Subaru engines, and you know Subaru has this all figured out. There's nothing I add to it. It all comes
right.
from the an OEM.
It's kind of bolter on, huh?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly right. That's what I do.
Have you
put
seen
bumpers on and fix the throttle up where
smoother?
I want it.
Yeah, a little smoother. Or are you thinking? Since
well,
it,
I
hard to really tell.
No, I the problem I was having with the Generac motors was that when they came from the distributor, they would have a mid-range glitch in them. In the car.
Yeah,
just a little flat spot. It always was irritating to me, and always in the wrong spot. You know, RPM-wise.
Right. Right.
And so, you know, we could defeat that with tinkering on the carb that is sort of running drill jets, jet drills, I should say, to the idle jets and so on. But that's not what I'm about. I like to take things out of the box and bolt them on and have everything be right.
Right.
And so that's what I get with fuel injection.
With the fuel injection, very cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, one of the main reasons I called, I saw you was talking about doing a trike training. I didn't know what that involved, what was going on, or apparently you've basically put out, hey, give me a call. Anybody's invited if they want to check it out. How's that gonna? When it is, and what's it all about?
It's going to start on Monday, May 4th, coming up here in about. A little over a month,
mm-hmm.
and that'll be here in Wayland, Michigan, at my normal field.
Mm-hmm.
And essentially what I'm going to do is I'm building a machine for a guy, New Falcon, and he's coming up from Kansas, and he's going to go through my normal training cycle that I have here. And so I'm inviting people who are already pilots and have some interest in triking or trike training.
Mm, okay.
Offering trike training to see what I do, and you know, they can observe or help or be involved any way they want to. Take your machine, come fly; it doesn't really matter. And so yeah, I'm offering that. There's no charge; just come on out, and And if you've never trained this or never done this, you'll learn something, because I've done a lot of it. And so anyway, that's I have a technique of my own that I use that is probably unique. And so that's what that's all about. And so hopefully some people show up. It'll be fun.
Oh, cool. Yeah, I didn't, because I was, and I saw where, now this is just, it's not trying to get a rating or anything like that. This is just, you want to, you know, introduce people that are interested in trike training or even interested in maybe buying a Falcon, so.
Yeah, well, the even if you have a USPA trainer rating, and if your focus has been primarily on foot launch, training for trike is a little different animal.
Right.
And, you know, potentially it's easier to train someone if they have a trike. But there also can be setbacks with it. I mean, when trikes start rolling over on the field, and, you know, all this is a big setback. So I don't train foot launch, and so I'm a specialist in that regard, that all I do is trikes. And I've developed methods where I keep the wheels on the ground, hopefully, during training, you know, for the ground exercises, and not rolling machines over in the field. So I'm sure that someone who is not familiar with training trikes would come and they would learn. They could take something back home with them to their home training field.
Oh, excellent. Well, cool. Very cool.
And the price is right, so.
Oh, you can't beat it, right? Hey, can they camp out on the field?
I'm sure. Camp for free in the field. I've included all of the airport. And it's rough camping or rustic camping if you're interested in doing that. And if anyone is, but it's near a little town. There's lots of things, restaurants and things nearby. So
very cool. Are you gonna?
We could go on from May 4, which is a Monday. We're gonna start at 7 in the morning. At least that's the plan. And it'll go on. The student actually has some limited experience on a trike already, so it's not a pure green student, but he's not flown in over a year or something like that, and his training was sort of incomplete, I think. So he'll be a good guy. He's my test bed guy for my students. So.
Oh, okay. Excellent, man. Excellent.
Yeah.
You guys going to have anything this year? And are you get together or flying again this year?
Yeah, we do. I spoke with Jay. Jay Langyans.
Yeah.
He's you know, sort of active in the Holland, Michigan area. And we spoke about the Holland event, and I said, well, maybe you and I could do something together, and that's sort of the plan. And we sketched in a date, which is middle of July.
Middle of July.
And that's like, I don't know, I forget the date, but I'm thinking like 14, 15, 16, anyway, sort of that middle weekend in July.
Pardon me. I was looking at where the middle was, 17th, 18th, 19th, maybe?
That's probably it. So it'd be a Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Friday, Saturday, Sunday, yeah.
And then we'll have another one in September in Wayland, no doubt, sort of that fall fly-in.
Okay.
And now in Wayland, so.
I'll have you on again about that when it gets closer.
I believe there's another one at Sleeper. Sleeper State Park, which is over on the east side of the state. I've been seeing some things about that.
Oh, really? Okay, I have to check it out.
Maybe that'll get put up, too, eventually here, so.
Yeah, you know, I've been out of the loop a little bit. I haven't, you know, gotten on a lot of the forums and stuff like that. I got so tired of hearing the same thing, complaining, and it's like, good Lord, guys. I guess, you know.
Wait, me complaining about USPA, you mean?
No, you didn't complain, man. You said you changed your mind. That's all I'm saying. I read that he changed his mind. Oh, wait a minute! Let me sit down and call Terry and talk to him about what you changed your mind about. Okay,
that's funny. Yeah,
that's well, and of course that all comes up because of the beach blast and having to have a PPG-2 to go down to fly. So, you know, we'll see how many people actually shows up and everything, and the year that they didn't do it last year or year before, but there was that one year where you had to have it. I'm sure there was a big bump in USPA training and everything like that, where people was trying to get it done. Even myself was trying to get it done. Of course, then they canceled and everything. So, Okay. Biggest thing is I think to me a lot of is the trainers, you know, finding trainers and stuff, you know, having to travel so far, like to Florida, you know, to get trained, you know. So,
well, how would now some of the P2 fly-ins, if you're someone accomplished pilot and you have your paperwork out of the way, they can certify you right.
Yes.
At the event or the day before,
yes.
Or something, is that right?
Yes, but the way I understand when I talked to John, they were not going to be able to do that. You know, I know they did it at the Endless Foot Drag, Britton Shaw's. I know they've done it there. That's the only place I've known so far they've actually had it where you could actually get your, you know, certification there. Now, they had talked about it a couple of years ago. Well, of course, it was canceled that year at the blast, that they were going to have somebody there that actually, you know, hey, kind of put you through the, you know, the training a little bit, and, you know, you'd be able to get checked off and everything. But supposedly they're not going to do that this year, which, okay, because I don't think, I'm assuming it has something to do with the contract and all that stuff they have there at the hotel and at the beach and stuff, so... I think it was kind of a miracle thing that, you know, give and take type issue, you know, with the county there at Panama City. So
yeah, well, there you go. And you know, there's several of those now. The P2s.
Yeah.
I was the other day. I was counting them up. Not the other day, but a while back, I was starting counting them up, and I came up with a few that off the top of my head that were.
Oh yeah.
P2s. Feature requirements. And, the Endless Foot Drag and
Julie, the Kankakee or whatever it is, that was.
Kankakee went.
Yeah, which I don't think that's going to happen again after the way I understand people were treated last year or whatever. So
that probably had nothing to do with a rating. That was probably other issues going on there.
Yeah, yeah, it was. Talking to Lance, yeah, it absolutely was. Yeah, 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 yeah. So it's like, okay, well, there went in. That was a. Another one that's down the drain that was excellent to go to. So, you know, I don't know. It's funny because what I find, I can see how many years have I been doing this? You know, it's the crazy excitement that you, at the new guys, as in when I was new, want to fly all the time, you know? Just gotta go. Didn't care if I went by myself. I'm going flying, you know?
Right.
Now, like I told you before, I get more enjoyment flying with someone or with, you know, people. And so it don't kill me anymore to, you know, well, it's a nice, oh, man, it's a nice day. I should go fly. I got other stuff I need to do. You know, the die to fly, you know, is gone now. So it's like, you know, so I don't know how it is with you. I mean, you know, you train. You've been in it for how long now?
Well, I started in 2000, PPG in 2003, and then 2001, I actually, you know, I was PPC for 2 years. And,
oh, that's right, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so, I've, yeah. You know, it's been a while, although there's a lot of guys have been doing it longer than I have, but I've been around a while. But, you know, I still fly mostly by myself, and a lot of times I'm flying prototype stuff or new builds that I do, and I don't mind being myself. I don't really need a distraction, so I enjoy being out there. And also, if something goes wrong, of course, if no one's there, it never happened.
You're right. There you go. You know? That's the way.
Such
Murphy.
A big plus.
Murphy's there. What are you talking about? That's right. That's great. Well, daggone, man. Well, you know, it's good hearing from you, man. I'm glad it's good telling you. I'm sorry it's been a while since I called and everything, but yeah, seeing what you said, I just had to call. I really did. I got to call Terry. I got to press him on this PPG stuff, you know, ratings.
Well, I can talk about that a little bit. I still have some of the same. I feel pretty much the same way about it. I think that the what I realized and what brought this to my attention, I mean, I'll just say it, is that a customer called me. And he said to me, "What's your big deal with USPA?" And I have some valid points, I think. But I tried to explain this all to him, and I realized how convoluted it sounded.
Yeah.
you know, anything that's difficult to explain probably isn't really worth the battle.
Right. Right.
And that's really where I'm at. I think I've come to a point where, I'm not going to change anything.
Right.
I'm not going to change anything.
Yeah.
And they do a lot of good things. I never faulted them for the good they do. But there's things that I don't agree with, but it's not important.
Yeah.
It's only important to me.
Right. Right. Understand. Yeah.
And so, and I have to explain myself that way. It sounds like I should be minding my own business more than I have. And
yeah.
I can do that. I can be happy doing it, too.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what, man. Yeah, I totally understand what you're saying and everything. I think just recently a story that came to my attention kind of disturbed me when it comes to trainers and, and I think we talked about it, guys, off of online, and I'm not going to go into it right now. But I think that actually really disturbs me due to the fact that you really, when it comes to training, guys, you newbies out there, instructors, when you go to get instructed by a USPA certified instructor or somebody who calls themselves an instructor that maybe not have the USPA, so-called instructor rating, they are, responsible for you and your safety and everything when it comes to equipment, because most guys see your brand, don't know anything about it. So, of course, they believe that you are telling them, the truth, this wing is for the size I am. This machine has enough power to get me in the air and safely, so when the story came to me, and it just really bothered me when you have an instructor that is out there doing that, and I'm being very vague right now, but it bothers me, and
well, this was, when I first got in the sport.
Yeah.
And I'll say that it was 2003. I felt at that time that the sport was younger, and the people who, when the equipment first came out, these are the people, the prominent ones, prominent names at that time were handling the early gear.
Yes.
And there was a lot of stuff being sold at that time that was inappropriate.
Yeah.
And there wasn't a lot of choice either. I mean, this was, one of the names that comes to mind was that, the Paramotor brand. Remember that one that was out of?
Yes. Actually had the name. Yes, it was, they had the Paramotor. Yes, I do. Yes, absolutely.
And it was what it was. And it was, it was probably oversold and certainly misrepresented in some ways. And, but there was quite a bit of that going on back then.
Yeah.
And so whenever I hear a story today where, snake oil stuff.
Yes.
I'm always a little surprised because I thought we'd gotten past that.
Yeah.
And, yeah. But, it's a competitive field still, maybe more than now than then even.
Oh, absolutely. And that's just it. Like you said, the equipment back then is nothing compared to what's out there now. There's, there's a ton of choices. But if competition is getting so bad where you are possibly endangering or trying to make a sale, it's a problem, man. There's a problem. There's a problem. But anyway.
Yeah.
Like I said, I got a few more things I need to investigate before I talk about that. I ain't gonna get you involved, but it's kind of like it's just irking me right now. It absolutely is, because it actually hits home. Really close here. The person that told me the story actually lives here. He's one of the guys that I fly with, and it's like, whoa, what? Anyway, well, man. I appreciate the talk and everything, and it's good hearing from you and everything, and I'll try not to be such a stranger.
Yeah, and you know, maybe I'll see you at one of the fly-ins here. I'm not really in travel mode much myself, although I would like to get the Air Hogs this year, and I'm sure yes. I can catch up to you there. So.
Okay, all right, that sounds good. Yeah, I will see what's going on and try to see what the dates and stuff like that. My thing is, now I've got to definitely put down, you know, way ahead of time the times and stuff off and everything, so to do these things. So just so busy here lately. So
yeah. Well, yeah. Air Hogs probably has a date already.
You know what? I'll have to check and see. That's a good question. I haven't really checked to see when it is. It's usually late, what, September? They actually, was it earlier or September this past year? I can't remember.
No, I'm guessing August, but I could be wrong.
Oh, right. Okay. All right. Yeah, I'm thinking, I know it's back that late in the year or so. But yeah, I'll check and see. And definitely, hopefully if you come down, yeah, you'll definitely see me, without a doubt. So,
yeah.
But Terry, man, I appreciate the time and everything. And I'll get back to you about that little situation. I'll tell you that.
I'll be interested in that.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad you called me tonight. I really appreciate it.
Hey, thanks a lot for giving me your time, man. Shoot, it's always great talking to you.
All right. Take care.
All right. First of all, let me thank Terry Luckey with Falcon 4-Stroke for coming on, giving me his time, his thoughts, ideas. I talked to Terry about a lot of stuff. As far as PPG world and everything, what's going on. He's usually in the loop of a lot of stuff that, you know, a lot of you don't even know what's going on, you know. So don't forget, it is May 4th, 7 o'clock. It sounds like he's going to start training his student. Give him a call. I will have him back on to talk about the Holland fly-in that they're going to have. And see if I can get more information from him about that. So, but anyway, yeah, I've kind of been really vague, and I guess you could tell right there at the end where I was talking about a situation when it comes to training and trainers and stuff that are involved as far as USPA and certified trainers. I got to get some more information before I really talk about it, and I will talk about it. Not quite sure how I'm gonna go about it, because it's one of those situations where there are going to be people that will defend the person to the hilt, and but then again, it would just add more fire to those people who cannot stand USPA. So if I got your curiosity going, stay tuned. There's more to come. Alright, this is all I got for you today. I'm going to keep it short. Once again, I'd like to thank Terry for coming on. If you are looking for a fly-in, and I'm going to try to have some more stuff about fly-ins on, go to USPA website and check and bring up the calendar. A lot of times the fly-ins are on there. And I will try to see if I can't locate more fly-ins and stuff like that to tell you guys. So, all right. Once again, you've been listening to Talking PPG Radio. Will Jones here, and I will be back on soon. Thanks for listening.